One of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Sandy was in the Rockaways. Residents and businesses along the peninsula just out of southern Queens still remain without power. Along Rockaway Beach Boulevard, stores burned down and many homes were flooded. WNYC will be following developments on this stretch of Far Rockaway as residents and business owners go about rebuilding their lives. WNYC's Stephen Nesson brings us this report of a small property owner there who lost all his rentals in the storm.
Ken Swan stands on the muddy porch of a two-story rental in Rockaway Park. It's one block from the ocean, one block from the boardwalk that is now warped and heaving like a wooden roller coaster. He gets a phone call that could have changed his life if it had come 3 weeks earlier.
Hello? It's my insurance company offering me flood insurance, effective 30 days from now. What am I going to do? Better late than never.
Before the storm, as warnings turned into evacuation orders, Swan shrugged them off. Storm surge and flood prone were just abstract words, things that happened in other places.
And before the storm, I said, it ain't going to happen. That night, I was eating my words with salt and pepper.
Swan grew up on Far Rockaway. He worked in construction for years, and in 2008, invested in 5 two-story buildings, including his own. He figures he rents to over 20 families. It's his primary source of income.
It's all wiped out. You know, the 4 apartments are wiped out, the basement, all the boilers. It is what it is, though. I mean, I'm in the same boat with everybody else. You know, as much buildings as I own today, they're all wiped out.
He didn't want flood insurance because he'd have to raise the rent $100. But now, he's not taking any chances.
Hi, Dina. Yes, I want the flood insurance.
FEMA is only covering the cost for the house he lives in. The Department of Buildings has inspected one of his properties at 111th Street so far and slapped a yellow sticker on it. That means restricted use. The building with the porch is where the Hader family lives. Swan says they recently adopted 2 children, and the wife, Christine, is pregnant with another. Swan had just fixed the place up, too.
We had just finished renovating this, brand new. Cherry cabinets, granite countertops. We really put a lot of money into them to make them really nice. It is what it is. Thank God they got out. I know they're safe because I spoke to them so far.
The granite is covered in sludge. The cherry cabinets are speckled with sea debris, and the baby crib is full of mud. Despite the mess, you can see the remnants of family life. Children's books, stuffed animals, DVDs, and an odd sneaker is strewn on the slippery floors.
They got nothing. You know, at the end of the day, I still have the apartment.
Swan snaps photos and works with his super and a crew, hauling boilers, sheetrock, and junk out before mold grows. It gets dark early, and the work seems overwhelming. Suddenly, Swan is reminded of a scene from his childhood.
My dad, when I was younger, told me a story. He goes, life goes on no matter what happens. We sat down, he put the TV on, and we were watching. He goes, watch this part, and he shut it off. And I looked at him, I go, what are you doing? He turned it back on, and the show was in a different spot. He goes, life goes on with you or without you. Whatever happens now, we just have to go on. You can't stop, you can't sit and cry about it. You got to pick up your britches and go.
Swan admits he's exhausted. He's been working nonstop for 2 weeks. He's about to leave on an annual vacation to Aruba with his wife and 15-year-old daughter. He says he doesn't expect to get much rest, but it's non-refundable. And Swan figures there'll be plenty of work when he gets back. And if there's another flood, he'll be insured for it. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.